Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
In the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel. Of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Tribe Yahdah, tape number 163, live broadcast, and we're going to go get our elder, and he'll tell you all about the broadcast, and the same token, the elders kind of spread some old books out a little bit when you kind of get to giving your commentary and tell the whole world who bring this broadcast. Elder Mr. Tibbs, when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bless you, that Seed Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, well, all things we do know, the fox tail been lit, the curtain hell went up. It's all about order, and Yahuwah will intervene according to Isaiah 61, verse 7 and 8. It says, he said, hey, Isaiah, tell them if they get in order, they got a double coming. So we'll leave it like that. It'll take your time, and I'm going to read a couple of these memos and then spread your books out a little bit. We'll get something going on for take number 163. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And us among a cast of hundreds of thousands, which is a pleasure to be listening to the word of Yahuwah with all the listeners at my side. That's a good thing, because we have some people that listen to the word of Yahuwah, and they go back and they preach on other things. This is what I was mentioning the other day. I had an individual from the descendants of Esau, a woman as a matter of fact, came to me with rosary beads around her neck, crosses, and telling me that when she loses her cross, she loses her protection. Well, after speaking a bit with her from the Bible and not open air, my response was quite surprising. She says, I never knew that. Well, someone of such vintage and speaking about the Bible, when you speak a verse from the Bible to show them what they're doing, they never knew that. Well, that, to me, was very surprising. And this is what happens most of the time when you run into people with a smooth voice. That's Psalms 55:21. You know, saying everything that sounds good, but they're trying to destroy you spiritually. You know, what happens in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse number 10? Let's see what that says. 10 says, "For Yahuwah is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you do minister to the saints and do minister." Well, when you're ministering other thoughts and from other books, you're not doing the works of Yahuwah, and you're not showing the labor of love. These are things you see sometimes from even the preachers. Preachers will come to you, and you have to be aware of the scriptures and the Bible precepts. So when you see something that don't seem right or sound right, we're already told, search the scriptures to see if it's so. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcasts, because we know that you have to stand behind a man of understanding. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 36, if you take notes, 36 says, "And if thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door." The This is why we're here each and every broadcast, to hear the words of Yahweh as it should be spoken and should be taught. Because the problem is, there's too much leeway, and that leeway is leading people to their destruction, like it tells us in the book of Matthew's, chapter 7, verse number 13. 13 says, "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be go which go thereat." And I think we see that on a daily basis. People that want to choose other Yahwehs, they want to go another direction and start a straight. Well, don't worry. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from King James Version. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, where we've been often told, how can you guys get this much information from this one book? We listen to so-and-so preacher, and he never speaks on what you guys speak of. Well, that's because we connect the books. We even speak about your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. And those that listen to the program, they know we teach much more than what's mentioned just now. This is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You have now found it in the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use that, enter tribeyadav.com on any search line. And after you click enter, right under the big line, you'll see some choices. And one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh." Looks like we're getting some feedback here. Let's see. "Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I remember one time a man of wisdom asked me, since I was speaking on that. He says, "Elder Tibbs, so you know what tithes and offerings and alms mean?" I replied, "Yes." He said, "Let me give you a verse to go along with that, that you could probably use." He gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. He says, "There can be no good that come to him that's always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms." That made quite a bit of sense to me since we was rehearsing the righteous act. So we do this often on this program. We rehearse the righteous act. Like it says in the book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 7, verse 11. See what that says about alms. 7 says, "Give alms of thy substance, and when thou givest alms, let not thy eye be envious, neither turn thy face from any poor, and the face of the Yahweh shall not be turned away from thee." You know, most of the time when you go through these verses, it lets you remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. also for building a school that we often mention, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Aqua. Also, check the calendar while you're there. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. You'll find this feature is only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words to get there, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a couple of email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have some numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 and 9 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only find yourself listening to a discouraging dial tone. As I mentioned before, the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, be at peace with many. Nevertheless, have but one counselor over 1,000. I gave an example for that before. You can imagine 6 cooks making 1 cake. The outcome, myself, I don't even know what would be. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please, we might ask, do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and in addition to that, answering many memos that most of us have seen. And even now, most present day, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Also, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live on the search line. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any of the previous days you see that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal broadcasts, you'll find we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on PalTalk. On PalTalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. On PalTalk, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where God's Word is also working for your Bible education. On there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during the program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Word Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on PalTalk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel, and let's see what we got going on for the listening numbers this evening. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I wonder what I got going on all these memos. You're right, Elder. You're right. All we do, we don't know where we're going. All we know, we're supposed to be on the broadcast 6 nights a week and come humble. And remember, the title of the lesson is unlocking biblical mysteries of the Bible. It's a great big mystery. A whole lot of things is mysteries. But we ain't going to worry about it right now. We just going to see if we're going to be on stage for a nice episode. We always know one thing. The elder always saying, let's see, you know one thing. I can play four positions. Point guard, off guard, power forward, and shooting forward. So, and that's a good thing. See, we got to be prepared for whatever is out here. Children of the Sixth Camp. Children of the Sixth Camp. You got to get prepared for whatever come down the line. That's why it's very important is to understand what the Bible's saying, meet them where they are, and keep it going from there. All right, let's see if we're going to be on stage for a nice episode. And we see the mothers and be ready to go, and the elders ready to go. Let's see if Mother E ready to come on stage for tape number 163. Hey, Mother E, Tribe of Yada Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Hey, Mother E, Yaqua BJFC, right?
Yeah, well, this is Israel.
Okay, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Excellent. All right. We see Mother E ready to come on stage. She might come in late, but that ain't mean she's ready. She's not ready to go. Let's see if we find Mother D up Israel. Mother D up Israel. She coming on stage for take number 163. Mother D up Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One of the most out of Camp 1, Mother. All right, that's excellent. All right. So we ready to do something. Hey, Elder, let's open up. Hey, Elder, put stills. Let's open up with Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, because the mother said, okay, you can get it all open up, but we ready to holler on the microphone, and that's the great thing. You know, see, one thing about it. See, we got to know what this is all about. We know this thing is what it's all about. Wait a minute. I got a memo saying the young lion said, I'm ready to roar something too, Seal. All right, let's see if the young lion ready to roar. He said, now, I'm ready to roar a little bit too. Let's see. Let's come back up and see if we find the young lion, Brother Micaiah, and see if he ready to holler in the microphone. He said, hey, see, I'm ready to roar something too. Brother Micaiah is ready, one of them up and coming teachers out of Camp 1, saying he ready to roar a little bit in the microphone. Let's see if that's so. Brother Micaiah, Yahweh BJC, right?
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. See, I like that spirit there, young lion, because, you know, one thing about the elder, see, elder, he know this thing is bigger than what we got. And like he said, see, I'm ready to go. Wherever I'm needed, I get in where I fit in at. So if I got to commentate, read scriptures, I bring the water if I have to. That's how I roll. Yeah, that's a good thing. Me too. So we hands on. But the young lion said he ready to roar, so we'll let the young lion get to roaring. Young lion, Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. What it say there, young lion? Come on, roar a little bit. Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
That's right. And remember one thing, Elder, in that last taping we did, we took out the rosemary, beads, and the cross. So in tape number 162, you tell the good lady Esau if you I know you know how to do it anyway, send her that video, that audio on her telephone and tell her just log into the broadcast up. Take number 162, and she can hear all about the rosemary beads and the cross. That's taken care of thoroughly by the mothers in take number 162. Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what that say?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Yeah, but who's the you? Who's the you? The righteous spirit would teach you. See, one of the greatest mysteries in teaching is the you. According to the heavenly tablet, there, young lion, who is the you to teach you? In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, 1, 2, 5, down to verse 10. Let's see who is the you that we can read that will teach you in the very same hour. Who is the you? Deuteronomy, chapter 4, 1, 2, 5 through 10. Brother Micaiah, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 5 down to 10. Verse 1 reads, "Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the Torah instruction and unto the judgment which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giveth you." Verse 2, "You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you." Verse 5, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, as Yahweh, my Yahweh, commanded, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess." Verse 6, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation, which shall hear all these Torah instructions and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Verse 7, "For what nation is there so great who has Yahweh so near unto them, as Yahweh, our Yahweh, is in all things that we call upon him for?" Verse 8, "And what nation is there so great that has Torah instruction so righteous as all this Torah instructions which I set before you this day?" Verse 9, "Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligent, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your mind all the days of your life. But teach them your son and your son's son." Verse 10, "Especially the day that you stood before Yahweh, your Yahweh, in Horeb, when Yahweh said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live, that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children."
What is that in verse 5 again, that young man?
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, "Behold, I have taught you Torah instructions, as Yahweh, my Yahweh, commanded me, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it."
See, I have taught you Torah instruction, verse 5 book. He said, "I have taught you this," to that young lion. "So I have taught you this. And I've taught you so you have no excuse not to understand who you are if you've been taught." 32 verse number 8, 9, and 10. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy 32 verse 8, 9, and 10. He said, "I have taught you." So hold that point. Hey, Mother E, in Micah chapter 3, verse 1, can you help those see out? Micah chapter 3, verse 1 there, Mother E. What it says in Micah chapter 3, verse 1? Get those see out there, Mother E. Micah chapter 3, verse 1.
Book of Micah chapter 3, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am. What do 3:1 say?
The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way.
Not Malachi, mother. Micah. Make it Micah, not Malachi. Try Micah.
Okay.
Micah chapter 3, verse 1.
Let me get that.
Mm-hmm.
Micah chapter 3, verse 1.
And I said,
here, I pray you, O head of Israel, and you the family of Israel. Is it not for you to know judgment?
That's big talk. No, that's it, mother. But mother, look what you just got to read. So if I taught you statutes and judgment, so when it comes down to judgment, mother, who's supposed to know the judgment? And mother D.F. Israel would be riding shotgun on it and the young lion. So who's supposed to know judgment, mother? Who's supposed to know judgment when it, when it's time to open this Bible up? Come on. Corinthians 3:1.
And I said, here, I pray you, O head of Israel, and you, prince of the family of Israel. Is it not for you to know judgment?
And my question is, mother, my question, mother, who's supposed to know judgment? Anytime this book is open, anything pertaining to YHWH, according to 3 verse 1, who by name supposed to know judgment?
Israel.
Excellent. The children of Israel. The children of Israel. That's who's supposed to know judgment, mother. So whenever this book open up, anything that you want to know, the children of Israel are supposed to know judgment. Give me a precept on that in Micah chapter 2, verse number 7. They're going to make a statement there, Mother E. A profound statement is made in Micah, M-I-C-A-H, chapter 2, verse 7. What does it say?
Micah chapter 2, verse 7. Okay. Micah chapter 2, verse 7. O thou that are named the family of Israel, if the spirit of the Yahweh sentence are thee healed.
He says, O thou that are named by the family of Israel, is the spirit of Yahweh straightened? He said, is my word is enough for you, children of Israel, that name, the guy declaring his name? He said, isn't my word is enough for you? Isn't it straightened? Go ahead. What?
Be healed. Do not my word do it.
Yeah.
To him that walketh upright.
Now, mother, you keep on jumping on things. He said, now, look what you just done brought out now. He said, listen, ain't my words straightened? Are not of him, let me see, are these his doing? Do not my words be good to him that walk upright? He says, my word is good enough for you. He said, well, why are you looking around for everything else than my word? He said, my word is straightened. Now, mother, back up, and who was he talking to in verse 5? Give me the last line in verse 5. Who's he telling all this good stuff to, mother? In Micah chapter 2, the last line in verse 5. Who's he telling all this good stuff? My word is straightened. Huh? Who he talking to? Micah, chapter 2, verse 5, the last line. Go ahead.
The last line in Micah 2, verse 5. Okay.
Yeah.
The last line. by lot in the congregation of the Yahweh.
No. So these peoples is who, mama? Who are these peoples is again? And don't be kind of shy away from it, Mother D.F. Israel, to pull that trigger out. According to verse 5, who are these peoples? He said, is my word straight? Who are these peoples is again?
The congregation of Israel.
The congregation of Yahweh. The congregation of Yahweh, Mother.
Yeah,
according to verse 5, the last line, the children of Israel is the congregation of Yahweh. That's what we read that, Mother. The children of Israel, according to Micah 2, verse 5, is the congregation of Yahweh. Is that what we read, Mother?
Yeah.
All right. That's what we read. See, sooner or later, we're going to address ourselves when we come before one another. Hold that point. Brother Micaiah, run back to the book of Ruth. See, sooner or later, you're going to meet your brother and sister, and you're going to address them by calling them the congregation of Yahweh. They're going to say, hey, you just cussed me out. No, I ain't cuss you out. I'm just telling you who you are. You the congregation of Yahweh. See, this is mysteries is all over this Bible. But the biggest mystery is the children of the book don't address themselves according to the Bible. They don't walk and talk according to the Bible. And that is the delay. What's the hold up is the children of the six anointed camps are bosses of the two Israelites, the lead tribes. Once we start addressing our brothers and sisters as the congregation of Yahweh, that's going to make them think a little bit. Do you know you're the congregation of Yahweh? Who is that? You're the congregation of Yahweh. Who? You children of Israel. Now, in the book of Ruth there, young line, we know we own 32, verse 8 through 10. Just put a mark on that. We come back to that later. But you got to be obedient to understand something. You know what's holding us up? That's why everybody can point the finger and they can be skinning and grinning, because the peoples of Yahweh, the children of Israel, the peoples of Yahweh will not take their rightful position according to the Bible. Once we do that, then Yahweh, he already made it plain in 61 of Isaiah, I'm going to drop that double on you. But we're not getting double no other way. And Ruth 2, 4 verse 2, what I want? 2 verse 4? What I want? 2 verse 4, Ruth, what I want there, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Brother Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4. Verse 4, read. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the rich, Yahweh be blessed.
Yeah.
And they answered him, Yahweh bless you.
You say that? You say that? Now, when do we do that? All the time we do that is the six anointed camps do that. But I wanted to do the same thing when, I don't know, sooner or later Yahweh going to let me know if they getting down outside of class the same way. You got to be, hey, Mother, be up Israel. You got to be, according to, see, it got to be a hole up somewhere. And maybe, let's see, can we find out in the book of Timothy, chapter 4, Mother, what's the hole up? And Mother, dear up Israel, in the book of Timothy 4, let me see what I want. What do I want? I want something out of what I want. I want Timothy 7. And Timothy chapter 4, is something I want out of there, Mother. I want some, where's the second Timothy? What I want? I mean, I'm struggling right now. I mean, a lot of stuff is, you know, I'm getting hit on every side, but I'm struggling a little bit. But something I need to hear about how we supposed to be, make it second Timothy. Thank you there, Mother D.F. Israel. That's okay. Thank you. You got the OC on the right track. and 2 Timothy chapter 4, pick up verse number 1. 1 down to verse, we'll read you, we'll get out. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, come on.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 reads, I charge you therefore before Yahweh and Yahweh the Son, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Okay. Verse 2. Teaching the word, be in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, teaching. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, teaching, but after their own love shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fable. Verse 5. But watch you in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full reproof of your ministry.
Yeah, and when we're supposed to do this according to verse 2 there, mother, yeah, Israel, when we supposed to do all this that you read now in 1 through 5, when we supposed to be doing all this right here and verse 2?
In season and out of season.
Right. That's excellent. In season and out of season. That's what we got to do. In season and out of season. Now, young lion, come on, hit those say out, young lion. I'm struggling right now. And so we don't find out that we have to in season, out of season. See, you know, I wish that, but I guess he'll let you know. I like to see, the six anointed camps when they're not in the six anointed camps. I want to do that when they meet and greet one another outside of the camp and say, Yahweh be with you, congregation of Yahweh. Did you just cuss me out? No, I didn't cuss you out. I just call you Yahweh be with you there, congregation of Yahweh. See, I wonder, because the holdup, it got to be somewhere. So now, I wonder if the six anointed camps is far leads of the Bible, according to take number 163. Do we meet and greet our brothers and sisters by saying, Yahweh be with you, the congregation of Yahweh? We got to step up a little bit more because we got to get their attention, six anointed camps. So now, once we start, especially when somebody, in one of your classes, Yahweh be with you, the congregation of Yahweh, and they both say, they both say behind that, and Yahweh bless you, congregation of Yahweh. It's kind of strange feeling. That ring, that sounds good. I mean, let me ask the mothers how that sounds. Hey, mothers, how that sound, that mother? You think maybe it's time to up the ante a little bit with what I just got through saying? Because, Bob McKay, what it says in Sirach 10, verse 1?
Going over to the book of Sirach.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
You see? And I'll precept that to the 15th chapter, the 18th chapter, verse 15 to 19, and Deuteronomy. Precept that, young lion. Precept that what you just got through saying. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 18. See, this is not my doing. Remember he said, Mother Red, is my word straight? He said, my word straight? He said, you know, if this is my doing, he said, ain't my word good? So what we trying to do is tell you, the only holdup it must be, the sixth anointed camp is not following the book instant in season and out of season. That's my only conclusion I can come up with right now. Because once we know that we following the book instant in season and out of season, he got it written over there. And hey, Mother D.F. Israel, he got it written in 61 verse number 7. And Isaiah, he got something written. And what can we read, Mother? In Isaiah, Mother D.F. Israel, in Isaiah 61, you know, FOC, he all over the place right now, but I think his word, according to the scripture, is straightened. And once we're able to add a little bit more to our speech, I got a strange feeling Yahuwah going to do some great things. 61 verse 7, Mother D.F. Israel, what it say?
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7, for your shame you shall have double, and for your confusion they shall rejoice in their position. Wait a minute. They shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
Okay. So, Yahuwah the Son, Mother D.F. Israel, he took the lead in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. What did he do that we can read? So, the six anointed camps, we got to, do we point it in this? And Mother E. had me Luke 10 verse 2 waiting on me. Luke 10 2 had that waiting on me. Mother D of Israel, Matthew chapter 9, 35 through 38 says what?
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. Verse 35. And Yahuwah the Son went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their temple and preaching the covenant of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Verse 37. Then said he unto his disciples, his followers, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. 38. Pray you therefore, Yahuwah of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest.
What was he doing in 35, Mother? Mother D.F. Israel, what was he doing?
Yahuwah the Son went about all the cities and villages teaching in their temples and teaching the covenant of the kingdom.
So what did Yahuwah do again, Mother? He went out all the villages, all the temples, doing what?
Teaching.
That's what he went doing. Six and on the camp. You see what's waiting before us? You know, sooner or later we're gonna have to come on the stage because, like I said again, the olive branch is open. That's why we're teaching a series called Unlocking the Mysteries of the Bible. And now we see we gotta add a little bit more to our speech of our meet and greet one another. We gotta give them a little bit more information according to what we just got through in this lesson. Now, you know, that was the last thing on my mind. But since we've been endowed with so much Satanism and that one-eyed Satan, we it's time to step up, because Yahweh said, I got a devil on for you, but we got to add a little bit more to our speech, Sister Nona Castro, according to what lesson number 163 is saying, Mother Eve, what did Luke 10:2 say? 10 verse 2, what did it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray you, therefore, the Yahweh of the harvest, that he would send forth labor into his harvest.
Well, now, Mother Z, now you know, we hear a lot of time when y'all open up with the prayers, that's one of y'all prayers, that laborers will come in and roll their sleeves up and come on in and let's get busy in Yahweh's word. Because we done heard that many times, that, you know, whatever reason they won't come to one of the six anointed camps, it can't be about the word. It must be they in their feelings or personality. They got to get past personality and their feelings and get with some of these words, because the harvest is plenty, but the labels is through. Now, case in point, Brother Makai, look what it says in Jeremiah 40, verse 4. What it says that we can read?
Going over to the book of Jeremiah, 40, verse 4. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 40, verse 4 reads, and now, behold, I loose you this day from the chains which were upon your hand. If it seem good unto you to come with me unto Babylon, come, and I will look well unto you. But if it seem ill unto you to come with me into Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before you, whether it seem good and convenient for you to go, there go.
You see that? You say all the land before you. Now, I mean, if you think about it, six and on the camps, do you know all the land before us? All the land is before us, and like we said, in a little while, the right side is going to be opening again. But I don't hear no buzz. I mean, I hear buzz from three out of the six camps. I'm going to tell you like it is. Three out of the six camps, I hear a buzz from it. But three, I don't hear. Silence. I ain't going to call the three camps out there silence. Silence. Just sitting on the fence. Doing, hey, Mother E, they're doing a 12 verse 3 of Ecclesiastes out of regular book. What they doing, Mother? Now, three out of the six camps. That's like 50% of them. Hey, Seer, we hear word going out, and we got our sleeves rolled up, three out of the six camps. And three is silence. Matter of fact, three is doing a Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3. Hey, Mother E, what is it that we can read in 12, verse 3?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3. In the day when the keeper of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grounders sink, because they are few, and those that look out of the window be drunk.
What? What's going to happen to those look out the window, Mother?
They'll be drunk.
Yeah. Three out of the six camps understand what's before us. Three out of six. And three out of six is doing what they can to be ready. But one thing about it, the land's before us. The land is before us. In a little while, the right side is going to be just looking just like the left side. They're like the front. They're like the back. But three out of six camps just sitting back, looking out the window. And that ain't going to cut a scene right now, according to Yahweh's word. And the mothers be in their prayers when they They said, listen, we don't know what the reason they won't get into them six and nine camps and roll their sleeves up, but one thing we do know is it ain't because they're not being taught. It must be personality in their feelings. You got to get out your feelings. You got to get out your personality. Like I said, the old saying, who shot John? And how long did Betty fall? You got to put that to the side. You got to focus in on what's got to be done for your nation. That is the talk for the 6th Anointed Camp. What about your nation? Land, school, banquet hall, radio station. That is our focus. The land is before us. Three out of six camps, they all in, ready to go. Whatever they can do. But three out of six camps is looking out the window. Got to make a change. Got to make a change according to the dust says Yahuwah. Now, young lion, we're coming back to that Deuteronomy again. And we look at that Deuteronomy chapter 32, 8 through 10. Now, come on back to 8 through 10 again. Deuteronomy chapter 32, 8 through 10. Now I need a little bit of that. Because, Mo, we just got to read. The harvest is plenty. That means, look, the harvest is plenty. I mean, it's laid out. The fatal blow will be by the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. We're going to lay the fatal blow by the word of Yahuwah. Didn't we read? Read that again, Mother. Hey, Mother, come back to Micah again. I want to hear that again. That was a big verse you read, Mother. In that book of Micah chapter 2. This is what he said. I got to hear it again, Mother. In Micah chapter 2, verse 7. Don't say you need to hear that one more time. Micah chapter 2, verse 7. I need to hear it again, Mother.
Book of Micah. All the that are named the family of Israel is the spirit of the Yahuwah, which strengthened do not my word do good to him that walk upright.
You see that? So Michael the seer is making it plain that all you need to make sure, six anointed camps, you is addressing Yahuwah according to his Bible. Yahuwah be with you. O congregation of Yahuwah, Yahuwah bless you, O congregation of Yahuwah. We got to, that might have to be on a t-shirt too, I don't know. See, the congregation of Yahuwah is very important because it's going to break the back of the hypocrites. Now, the young lion getting ready to read something over there in 32, 8 through 10. Let's hear a little bit of that come out.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 8 down to 10. Verse 8 reads, when the Most High Yahuwah divided the nation, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Verse 9, for Yahuwah's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10, he found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Well, he led him about in him, the children of Israel. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Then thing changed. Did Paul put any part of that in the seventh chapter of young line of Romans? Did Paul put any of that conversation in 7 verse 1? So now you see who's been instructed. The children of Israel, which is the congregation of Yahuwah. You have been instructed how to meet and greet one another. How you doing in 6 anointed camps? How you doing it? It tells you something right here. You've been instructed. He said, my word is straightened. You've been instructed. Now we're in Romans 7, verse 1. What does it say?
In the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, know you not, brother, how I speak to them that know the law, how that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives.
Now you see that? So Paul is over there in Rome, and he's speaking to them that know the law. He said, tell them that the law got dominion over you as long as you live. So although he was over there in Rome, you know, a lot of other nations were around there too, but he was speaking to the one that knew the law and said, the law got dominion over you as long as you live. So you springboard your life from the law. It got dominion over you as long as you live. So now when we go, we're still in the book of Romans, back up to 2:18. Now listen to this now. So why is we stumbling at this thing? If you supposed to know judgment, why is you stumbling at this? Now watch him say in 2:18. Now, 69 accounts. Listen to this, what it says in 2:18. And
book of Romans. The book of Romans.
2:18.
Verse 18. Mm-hmm. 18 reads, and know his will, and approve the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law.
It wasn't no book of Romans when Paul was saying that. Paul, it wasn't no book of Romans. So what book was Paul pulling that from? Where was Paul pulling that from? 6 to 9 accounts? Where was he pulling that verse from? You just got to read it. Say what, Mother? Well, it wasn't no book of Romans. It wasn't no book of Romans there, Mother.
So Deuteronomy.
Where was he pulling that from?
Deuteronomy.
Excellent. Okay, you know, see, you know, every now and then they'll see a guy that he had cocked in hearing. You're right, Mother. Excellent. So remember, it was no book or no Romans. Paul had to pull that from Deuteronomy 32, 8 through 10. That's what Paul pulled it from, see, right? See, tell me, see, listen to me, 69 accounts. Paul pulled this thing. He was reminding them that when it comes down to Yahweh's business, the only one supposed to know is you, because he gave it to you. Matter of fact, read that, Mother E. Give me Amos 3, 1 and 2. Backed up with Mother D up Israel in 147 of Psalm 19 and 20. See, you know, the hole up is somewhere, and hold all that up for a minute. Just hold your point on all that. And young lion, give me that Psalm 40. Young lion, give me that. Hold that point, mothers. Hold that point, because I gotta come back with Psalm 40, 8 through 13. I gotta find out. You got so many good names on you, but you're not using none of them. And you waiting on all the rest of the camp, all the rest of the world to tell you exactly who you are and how to dress one another, to have your royal blue garments on with them fringes on. You want everybody to tell you what you got to do. And Yahweh and I will sit the fuzz in the sand. Ain't my words is straightened? Do you know how to meet and greet one of your brothers and sisters? Instant in season, out of season. I don't care if you're on the bus. You don't make no difference. You catch one of your brothers come off the bus. You be the same way. In season, out of season. We just can't do this among ourselves in the 6 and 9 accounts. It's time for this thing to spread. Now, David, young lion, David, he was on the clock, and he was pulling back toward that Deuteronomy store. Let's see what David said that we can read in Psalm chapter 40, verse 8 through 13. Hey, young lion, what it say we can read? Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 8 down to 13. Verse 8 reads, I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh. Your law is within my mind. Verse 9, I have taught righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Yahweh, you know. Verse 10, I have not hid your righteousness within my mind. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. Verse 11, withhold not you your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. Verse 12, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. My sins have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my mind faileth me. Verse 13, be pleased, O Yahweh, to deliver me, O Yahweh. Make haste to help me.
What did it say in verse 9 and 10 again there, young lion?
The book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, I have talked righteously in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Yahweh, you know. Verse 10, I have not hid your righteousness within my mind. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation.
Thank you, son. You hear what David said? You hear what David calling the his, he was head of the whole 12, you know, nation of Israel. You see what he's calling them? He was building them up. He was building them. He was calling them. I talk bold before the great congregation. You see the man, you see how David was talking? Man, we're going to talk like some of this. Great congregation. So, go to first Chronicles 28 there, young lion. Give me verse 1 and 8. Give me just enough to work with in verse 28, verse 1. Then skip down to verse 8. You see how David was talking? David was talking about it. He said, I didn't hold nothing back from the great congregation. Fixing on the camp. Do you know that's what he's talking about? You the offspring. That's the tribe of Judah. The great congregation, we not bringing it out. You wait on some else to bring out the great congregation. Look what he says in First Chronicles 28, verse 1 and 8. What does it say? Give me a name.
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 28, verses 1 and verse 8. Verse 1 reads, and David assembled all the princes of Israel. Princes of Israel.
And what happened in verse 8? And what happened? So David got all the princes of Israel together in verse 1. And what did he say in verse 8? To all the princes, the heads of the family of Israel, all 12 tribes, then he said something once they all was united as one, sitting in the great congregation. And what happened? And what did he say in verse number 8?
In the book of First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 8, verse 8 reads, now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Yahweh, keep in seat for all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
You see what David said? Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 3.
Okay.
You're online. Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 3.
Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, so Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon. For there was the temple of the congregation of Yahuwah, which Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, had made in the wilderness.
The congregation of who?
The congregation of Yahuwah.
Congregation of Yahuwah. Where they put all it? Where was they pulling all this from? It's going back to Numbers chapter 20. Now, man, they had been pulling this from somewhere. They could have been pulling from Corinthians and Chronicles. They had been pulling from somewhere. Young line. Where are they pulling all this congregation of Yahuwah from? Let's go to Numbers chapter 20, verse 1, 4, and 22. Where were they pulling all this? You know, listen. They was pulling verses. Like we come on the network, you got to pull verses. Pull these verses, see, right? You draw the picture. Numbers chapter 20, 1, 4, and 22. Come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 1, verse 4, and verse 22. Verse 1 reads, then came the children of Israel, the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. Verse 4, and why have you brought up the congregation of Yahuwah into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? Verse 22. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Hor.
And according to 16 verse 3, can you hear me out there? What's going on in 16 verse 3?
Okay. That's in the book of Numbers. Chapter 16, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against him, and said to them, you take too much upon you, and all the congregation are righteous, every one of them, and Yahuwah is among them. Wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of Yahuwah.
So,
I'll let you know what it's done.
We are people that was called by name. We are people that was called by name with this book open. And the reason why everybody's running a rough shot on us, we is sitting back waiting on a change to come without taking heed on the change. We are the congregation of Yahuwah. Hey, Mother E, in Joshua chapter 8, verse 35, let's talk a little bit more about this right here. Let's see how far this is supposed to reach that we can read. In Joshua chapter 8, verse 35, can you have those see out there, Mother E, in Joshua 8:35?
Yes,
yes, ma'am, 8:35. Yes.
There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read, not before all the congregation of Israel, with the woman and the little one and the stranger that was converted among them.
So Joshua made sure that all of the congregation of Israel had present themselves with who? The woman and the little ones. So make sure the woman and the little one was all there to be able to pass this thing, and the woman was there so they can personally teach the little ones. The woman was there personally to hear this to teach the little ones. There's her there, 8:35. So the woman got a great responsibility, and it is right here. The woman was there, and the little ones. So the woman's responsibility is to make sure they inform the little ones. Let's preach up that mother, E. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 31. So we, you know, listen. The woman's responsibility is to make sure the little ones have this understanding after, hold that point up, Brother Micaiah. Give me 11 chapter verse 1 of 1 Corinthians. See, you know, where we at now, and this is you hearing the seer, but you really hear Yahweh's word telling, listen, the order is not in order, and Yahweh is not going to intervene. The woman got to concentrate on the little ones. You see these little ones out here now. You know, I was on the bus today. And I was out there early enough to, where it was moving around a little bit. I don't know where they're going to summer school or what they was going to. I don't know where they're going to. But when I got off that bus, I had to lean against the wall behind what I heard the young teenagers were saying. They told the bus driver, look here, you ain't driving fast enough. You want me to drive? And the bus driver said, look here, y'all be quiet back there. He said, no, we'll put you off this bus. You know, that scared those seer up. I said, don't. You know, y'all wait, let the seer get off before y'all get there. Whooping the bus driver and everything. You see, they whooped the bus driver. And they came and drive and they'll drive. That's how it's going on now. You know why? Because the woman is not teaching the little ones.
Right.
The little ones. That's what's going on right now. If the woman would focus in on teaching the little ones, according to Joshua 8:35, and don't even have it in your mind of 27:15-17 first there, because that's out of order. See, if we don't get in order, it's not going to work. Yeah, well, I just going to remember the last lesson we put on table. That showing you about the rosemary bees and all that kind of stuff. Listen, we done it already. But it's not going to work until we get in order. Until the woman soundly teach these little ones according to Joshua 8:35 and leave the heavenly tablets as east meets the west. What is saying the heavenly tablets that we can read there, Micaiah? Hey, Brother Micaiah, what is saying 27:15-17 of Numbers?
The book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 27:15-17. 15 reads. And Moses spake unto Yahweh, saying, verse 16, let Yahweh, the Yahweh of the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. Verse 17, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep which have no shepherd.
You see that? So if a woman is in front of a man with the mouth going, what is that like again, according to that last verse you just got through reading?
As a sheep which has no shepherd.
Now imagine a sheep out there, and ain't no shepherds around, that old big wolf over there peeping. You got is nothing. It's no bow wows around, and no shepherds around. The sheep says, "Shoot!" The wolf says, "Shoot!" We might as well take a nap first before we get out there and just tap some tail down there. Ain't nothing gonna hold us up. Same thing they're trying to tell you, women. Why don't you do the Bible? Here it is. God should tell you what the Bible telling you to do. The woman was present to teach the little ones. Look what it says in, and Paul pulled that verse in 11th chapter, verse 1. Let's read a little bit. Come on up, Brother McKay. We'll put it out in a minute.
Okay. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Yahweh the Son." Verse 2.
Good.
Now I praise you, brother, that you remember me in all things and keep the Torah instructions as I delivered them to you. Verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father. Verse 4. Every man's
good, friend. Good. Right there. That is the order of things. Until we do the order of things, that's why the woman walking around, but she from another nation anyway, with telling the elder about she got some bees and some cross. And the elder say, suppose you mess around and forget about the bees and lead the cross. What happened to your blessing? See, that's the point. The women is out of order. With the bees and the cross, we tuck that in our take number 162. But Mother E's getting ready to read something in 2 Chronicles 31, verse 17 down to 19 and 21. Hey, Mother E, what it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 17 to 19 and 21, what it say?
Okay, 31:17-19:21.
Yes, ma'am. 2 Chronicles 31, verse 17 down to verse 19 and 21.
2 Corinthians chapter 31, verses 17 to 19 and 21.
Yes, ma'am. And Mother D.F. Israel helped me title chapter 2, verse 3 to 10. Have me Titus chapter 2, 3 down to verse 10. Have that waiting on me, Mother D.F. Israel. Come on, F. Mother E.
2 Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 17 to 19 and 21. Both to the general of the master priest by the family of their father, and the Levites from 20 years old and upward in their charge by their court. 18. And to the general of all their little ones, their wives and their sons and their daughters, through all the congregation, for in their set office they sacrifice themselves in righteousness. 19. Also of the sons of Aaron, the priests, which were in the field of the suburbs of their cities, in every several city, the men that were expressed by name to give portion to all the males among the priests and to all that were reckoned by genealogy among the Levites. Verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the temple of Yahweh and in the law and in the commandments or instructions, first five books, to seek his Yahweh. He did it with all his mind and heart.
Mm-hmm. What happened in verse 18, Mother? What happened in verse 18?
Verse 18. And to the general law of all their little ones, their wives and their sons and their daughters throughout all the congregation were in their set office. They sacrificed themselves in righteousness.
You see that? See, the little ones, the wives, the little ones following their mothers, the wives was following the husbands, and the husband understood his role. Everybody was in order, and they done it all in righteousness. You see that? So that is a testimony right here. Everything was done in righteousness, and they prospered. Mothers, you got to read in the verse in 21, when you do things according to the Bible, you will prosper. But when you show your better half what the Bible saying, and you get any kind of fat mouth or mouth or eyes to the corner, all you're holding back is verse 21. Brother Mackay, you read verse 21. If you get any kind of fat mouth, get what you just did, Yahweh's word, and 31:21. What you just did, Brother Mackay?
Back in Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 21 reads, and in every work that he began in the service of the temple of Yahweh, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his Yahweh, he did it with all his mind and prospered.
You see that? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking away, if you don't do it the way Yahweh got it written, you're not going to prosper. You might have your hand on your $10 now, but Yahweh say, when it's all said and done, you're going to lose. Because you're going to be intervening. He's not going to intervene unless this thing is in order. But you got to understand what order is, congregation of Yahweh, you children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get in order. If you ain't get in order, his man ain't going to intervene. That's why you're going to put all this land out before us, north, east, south, west. And we just, and three of the camps are sitting on the hands. Sitting on their hands. Mm-hmm. I don't want it everywhere. If they think Yahweh going to bless you, he ain't going to do it until you get in order. Titus chapter 2 through 10. The wife, the mother was there to be instructed by the husband man to get these children in order. You see what they're doing right now. These children are being raised up by the cell phone. And that one I say, you see that? They make me tremble. When I get on that bus, I be trembling. Old Phil be trembling. Oh, here got them young teenagers. Old bus driver even trembling. See, everybody's trembling behind these young teenagers. Why? The mothers want to get in front of the husband, the man, and run the fat mouth. Run the mouth after get order from him to the children. Look what mother got to read in Titus chapter 2, 3 down to verse 10. Hey, mother, dear up Israel. Mother D. F. Israel. Let's see what it say that we can read that Mother D. F. Israel and Titus chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 10. If we do Bible, Yahweh will intervene. What it say? Come on.
Titus chapter 2, verse 3 to 10. Verse 3. The aged woman, likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming righteousness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 4, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children. Verse 5, to be discreet, chastened, keepers at home, good, obedience to their own husband, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. Verse 6. Young men likewise exalt to be sober-minded. Verse 7. In all things showing yourself a pattern of good works in doctrine, teaching, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrite heart may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Verse 9, exalt servants to be obedient unto their own master, and to please them well in all things, not answering again. Verse 10, not prolonging, but showing all good flattery, that they may adorn the doctrine, teaching of Yahuwah, our Savior, in all things.
Give me 1 Timothy 2, verse 12, mother. Beat up Israel.
Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12.
They were great.
Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 reads, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usury, to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
When that man is present, when that man, when anointed leadership is present, mouth will be closed. That he was saying. Let's go to 2 Ezra. And I will know where he pulled this from. 2 Ezra 9:37. So when the man, the man is the present, the woman will have the fat mouth closed. When anointed leadership is present, the fat mouth will be closed. Then you line up with Yahweh. You're holding back your blessing. And that's what's going on with the day. We holding back our blessing because we got our eyes all up in the corner on the word called obey, anointed leadership, as is written, for Yahweh to intervene. Now, 2 Ezra, Mother D of Israel, 9:37, they made it plain. What it says we can read in 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 37.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 37. Notwithstanding, the law perish not, but remain in his force.
The law perish not. It remain in full force. The law perish not. It ain't done away with. What you read, what they was reading on the right side of the book, he pulled that from Isaiah 42:21, mother. The law perish not. What's written, it's going to remain as we speak. So the left side of the book, that's where they pull from, not the right side. The right side came afterwards. Everybody pulled from the left side of the book. When Ezra said the law perish not, it made him full force as we speak, he pulled that from Isaiah 42:21. He pulled that verse. What did he say? Isaiah 42:21. What did he say?
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law, the Torah instruction, and make it honorable.
He going to do what again? Magnify it. I mean, he's going to magnify it through the six anointed camp. We got to magnify what this Bible's saying. Once we magnify this Bible, I'm telling you, the Almighty going to kick in. That's why he put the land before us. He said, listen, see, it ain't in order. What order? Three out of six camps, I like it, ain't nothing happening. Three out of six camps is on something, and three out of six camps is sitting there peeping out the window. So when we read this, Brother Micaiah, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 40-44. Let me show you something. When we read Matthew chapter 24, 49 to verse 44, what do this mean, six anointed camps? We just throw it on the table. But what do this mean? Matthew chapter 24, verse 40, down to verse 44. What does this mean? Come on.
To the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 40, down to verse 44. Verse 40 reads, then shall two be in the field. One shall be taken and the other left. Verse 41, two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Verse 42, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Yahuwah do come. Verse 43, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known and was watched, the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Verse 44, therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man coming, the Son of Man coming.
Do you see, when you least suspect it, Son of Man, you probably might be laying in, up on the tree in the park in the dark, and guess what? The Son of Man might show up on you. See that? Now, Luke was sitting around along with Matthews and young lion. And what did Luke say in 17:34 out of verse 36? Luke was a physician. So, you know, he was called a medicine man of herbs. That's what he was, physician, the medicine man. You know, he know how to put them herbs together. He put them herbs together on you in a minute. So, Luke in 17, put out in verse 36, what's going on with old Luke? Let's read a little bit about what old Luke said. Come on. The herb man. He's the man he's the herbal man. Old Luke. He's an herbal man. What's the herbal man got to say in the 17th chapter, verse 34, down to verse 36? What do you say there, young man?
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 34 down to 36, verse 34 reads, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Verse 35. Two women should be grinding together. The one should be taken and the other left. Verse 36. Two men should be in the field. The one should be taken and the other left.
You see what they do? See how they do is just, now where they pull this from? All that was going on was, now where were they pulling all that stuff from? See that? One gonna be taken, one left. Now if we ask the world today, which one you gonna be? You know they'll tell you in a minute. We wanna be the ones taken up and away. See that? But see, taken well. See, that's the problem we make. Listen, sister on the camps. You know, where was he pulling this from? And, you know, he says, sister on the camps. Are you not to know judgment? They were just bumming around with this thing. They were pulling this thing. Mother E. Hey, Mother E. They were pulling this thing, Mother E, in 2 Ezra 13. That's how they were doing. They were pulling it. And Mother D of Israel, I mean, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Hey, they're waiting on me, Mother D of Israel. But, hey, Mother E, they were pulling these verses. They weren't just talking that talk. 2 Ezra 13, verse 18. And we'll just get to the point. 18, 22, and 24. 2 Ezra 13, 18, 22, and 24. See, Luke was, he told, because he was a physician, he was a medicine man. So he probably put some herbs together, probably get somebody some good old herbal tea together. But he wrote it down to the book of Luke. He's a medicine man. He wasn't there one of the 12. He was a medicine man. But they were pulling this from 2nd Ezra 13, verse 18, 22, 20, 24. What did it say that, Mother Eve? What can we read out of 2nd Ezra 13, 18, 22, and 24? Let's see what he say. Come on.
2nd Ezra chapter 13, verses 18, verse 22, and verse 24. Verse 18. Now understand, I, the things that are led up in the latter days, which shall happen unto them and to those that are left behind. Verse 22. Whereas I have spoken of them that are left behind, that is the interpretation. Verse 24. Know this, therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead.
Yeah, mother. So, mother, according to verse 24, if you left behind, that mean you sin. Psalms 91, verse 11. I think you're going to be saying something, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, I think you'll be, if you left behind, it's something you're going to be saying according to Psalm 91, because you might ask one of your family members, what she wants to happen to you when the mighty one come. I want him to take me up and away. Yeah? Yeah, well, you want to go up and away when he come? But we just found out that if you left, hey, mother, D.F. Israel, if you left, you're going to be what again, mother, D.F. Israel?
You're going to be blessed.
You're going to be blessed if you left. See that? And something you're going to see, that mother is getting ready, Mother E, getting ready to read. Hey, Mother E, what you going to see that we can read in verse number
11.
9.
We'll
make it 10 and 11. Make it 10 and 11. What can we read in verse 10 and 11, Mother? Psalm 91, verse 10 and 11. And then you might would just, you know, you take the nose and rub it on them, and let them know what it says in verse 14 and 15. 10 and 11, 14 and 15. What does it say that, Mother E?
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 10 and 11, 14 and 15. Verse 10.
Well, hold that part. Hold that part, Mother. Hold on, Mother. Hold on. Hold on, Mother. Hold on, Mother. And now hold on. Just read verse 8. We're going to read verse 8. And we'll look at verse 14 and 15. We hold that up. Let's read verse 8 and look at 14 and 15. Thank you, that mother, D.F. Israel. See, I want you to get down to the point. Verse 8, 14 and 15. What does it say? Verse 8, 14 and 15. The one at the left, what's going on? Verse 8, 14 and 15, come on.
Psalm 91, verse 8, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 8. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the weak.
Wait a minute, mother. You mean the one that left, what they going to see?
The wicked.
They going to see what?
Okay. Only with thine eyes
shall
thou behold and see the reward of the weak.
The wicked.
They're going to see the reward of the wicked. Yeah, the wicked got a reward coming, mother. See, they're going to see the reward of the wicked. If you left and you see them taken, they, you're going to see them taken, and you're going to see the reward of the wicked. And the reward of the wicked, hey, Mother D of Israel, no, Brother Micaiah, give me that 6624. What? Where is the reward of the wicked is gone that we can read?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcass of the man that hath transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh.
So the reward of wicked is going where that we can read? Where is the reward of wicked going?
The fire.
What is the destiny for the reward of the wicked? Where is their destiny according to 6624? Where is their destiny going to be at? I can't hear nobody. What is the destiny according to 6624? What are they going to be at?
Yeah.
They're going to be in hell.
According to 6624, what are they going according to of Isaiah? We got to stick with scriptures. Where are they going?
He said they're going, their fire shall be quenched. He just said that fire be quenched.
You say you can go forward and look upon the carcass of the men that and the women that transgress against me. And then worm gonna die not. So where they going into, they going into the fire. Now matter of fact, let me hold that point since we all stumbling around and Osea can't you know, he can't drag out what he need out. Now Mother D of Israel. In the book of Matthews, they talk about, and I'm struggling right now, he's giving a parable about the wheat and the tare. He's giving a parable in the 13th chapter about the wheat and the tare, and we go on and read a little bit about the wheat and the tare. We're going to go and look at verse 24, 13, 24. Let's make a little meal out of this. But we have to make this move because, see, you know, I don't want to see y'all fumbling around when the Spirit is trying to show you how you do this thing. So the one that's left, they don't see the reward of the wicked. And the reward of the wicked, they've gone into the fire. And Yahweh's son came in the body, and he didn't leave it right there. He still done a little more talking. Let's do a little reading there. Let's do a little parables and see if we make out what this parable is saying. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Let's read a little bit, Mother D up Israel. Come on.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
But while the men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. 26. Mm-hmm. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Verse 27. So the servant of the household came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in your field? From whence then has it tares? Verse 28.
Hold that point. That big talk with them. Look, you hear the man just say it? Come back up, Brother Mackay, and give me them last two verses again. Give me that verse again. Listen what he's saying here. Now, remember, we read Jeremiah 40, verse 4. He said, the land is 40 everywhere. And then we did tell you, it's six anointed camps of Voiceover 2 is like three is all about what's going on, and three is sitting on the sideline. Just peeping out from the curtain. Three out of six is sitting on the sideline, paying it no never mind. But all of a sudden, the other three that's sitting on the sideline going to fall upon this category right here in verse 26, 27. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 26 and verse 27. Verse 26 reads, but when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Verse 27.
Ain't that, hold that point. Ain't that something? You hear what the man is saying? You hear what the man is saying? He said once land, school, banquet hall, everything in order, then guess who going to show up? Yeah, will y'all get me out? Y'all going to move a little bit? Who going to show up? That's something. Hey, Mother Dear, you hear what the man is saying?
Yeah.
They looking out the window. And once it's all said and done, then here come the who, Mother?
The tares.
Ain't that something? You mean his Bible telling you that? He's telling you this right here, see, are you? You know, we don't know why we said earlier, but we come on the network, we don't know how it's going. We let the spirit of Yahweh tell you. The land before us, 40 verse 4. Three out of six camps are sitting on the sideline and telling you, the right side is going to be down. We got to fence it all in. Raw down it all up, everything. Everything is in motion. Three out of six camps is paying it like it ain't on never mind. But it's going to be done. You know why? Because Yahweh hand is in it. Look what he said again in verse 26 again. Read again with a little more energy there, Brother McKay.
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, but when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appears the tares also.
So look here. Those understand this. You watch. You sit back and watch. All of a sudden, they hear, here come the tares. Now, what's the next verse say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 27 reads, so the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did not you sow good seed in your field? From where then have they it tares?
I hate that. So you hear what the man is saying? He said, no, didn't the three out of the six camps throw down in grand style, but now all of a sudden, all six of the camps are standing right there looking like they was in on the sprung up. You see what he's saying? That what the man's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody hearing this. Come on, my dear Israel, verse 28. Verse 28.
Matthew 13:28, he said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? Verse 29.
Hold on. Now, some that's gone the three camps, me saying, you know, here come the other three camps. They're here, all six of them, they all. He said, should we bust them out? No, don't bust them out. No. Let it alone. Because here go your scripture. What you supposed to do? Verse 29. See, this is where wise counsel must come in. We got to remember one thing. Repentance is open for those to understand the bigger picture. But those that ain't got room for repentance, they're going to stay in their feelings. Somebody hurt my feelings. I don't like who sent to my... What do they got to do with the word of Yahweh? This is about the word of Yahweh. You and your feelings want to go back into remembering. It's about building the nation for the return of Yahweh the Son. All your personal feelings, well, you know, I remember. See that? Now, you remember is what these scriptures are saying. What is the next month of Israel in verse 29?
Matthew 13:29. But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? See, soon you try to show the wheat they out of order, then one the tare you out of order, then one wheat. Oh, well, that was my what did Yahuwah say behind that? Hey, Marie, what did Yahuwah say behind that in 12:46? Matthew. Oh, well, you know that was my better half. What did Yahuwah say behind that in Matthew 12:46? Let's read a little bit, Mother. Hey, Marie, let's read a little bit. And 12:46 of Matthew. What does it say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 46. Why he yet talked to the people. Why he yet talked to the people. Behold, his mother and his brother stood without desiring to speak with him.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brother stand without, desiring to speak with thee. 48. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who is my brother? Verse 49. And he stretched his hand toward his father and said, behold, my mother and my brother.
What is Yahuwah? What is he trying to show us in these scriptures? In that 12:46. And what is he trying to show us, Mother? Matter of fact, what he saying in verse number 49 and 50?
Okay. 49. Okay. And he was telling in 49 that when he stretched his hand to his disciples, he was telling them that that was his brother and his mother.
And what he said in verse 50? Hey, Mother, what he said in verse 50? What did he say in verse 50?
He said in verse 50, he said,
read 50. Read it, then expound on it, Mother. Go ahead and read it, then expound on it.
Verse 50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother.
So now what is he saying, Mother?
He said, the one that will of his Father, which is in heaven, is his brother and his sister and his mother.
Mm-hmm. But he said, what's he talking about, Mother? The one that do the will in Psalm 40, verse 8. What is he talking about, Mother? Can you help those see out? He's saying, my mother, my brother, my offspring is the one that do the will. What is he talking about? Let's paint that picture, Mother, in the 40th chapter, verse 8 of Psalms. Let's see what he's talking about, Mother, so we can be clear about his will.
Okay.
His will.
Psalm 40, verse 8.
Yeah, verse 8. Mm-hmm.
Psalm chapter 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my Yahuwah. Yea, thy Torah instruction is within my mind.
Hmm. So he says, my mother, my brother, and my sister is the one to do his will. Mother, what is his will, Mother?
Okay.
According to verse 8. According to verse 8, Mother.
The Torah instruction.
What's his will? That's right, Mother. That's exactly right. His will is in the first five books, mother. Mm-hmm. The one to do his will, the same as my mother, my brother. You might have biological sisters, brothers, and everything else. But Yahweh don't see it the way you see it, the way they see it. Your mother, your brother, your sister is the one to do his will. And the will is the one to keep them first five books. Mm-hmm. So, mother, you own something, so you might as well bag up, let them tell you plainly in 7:21 of Matthew's. You might as well come on home now, mother. So you might as well come on home with this will. We're going to Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to look at verse 21 and 22. You might as well come on home now. No, you might as well take down verse 23. Make a meal out of it. Mm-hmm. Talk about his will, mother. You gotta look at your sons, your daughters, your aunties, and understand one thing. If you're not doing this will, Yahweh can pay you no never mind. Whether you're my biological son, daughter, auntie, whatever. Look what he said, we can read in 7, verse 21 down to verse 23. What's going to happen, mother, that we can read? Come on.
Okay. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, 22, and 23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that said unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 22. My will. Many will say to me in that day, Yahweh, Yahweh, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Verse 23. And then will he profess unto them, I never know you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity.
He don't say, I never knew you. He said, I never knew you. He said, listen, son, I might have had you, my son. I might have had you, my daughter. But I'm going to tell you what the man going to tell you. If you ain't doing this, we ain't going to tell you, I never knew you. Sure, my feelings are all for you. You my son, you my daughter, you my sister, my auntie, might be my dad. But I'm going to tell you like this. If you ain't doing Yahweh's will, he going to say to you in that day, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And make it plain, then you call me in the middle of the night and tell me, can you give me a little prayer for me? He's going to tell you plainly, Mother D.F. Israel, 28 verse 9 of Proverbs. See, listen, oh, my son, why don't you come on in, daughter, why don't you come on? Listen, Yahweh going to tell you in that day, all that you wanted them to do and all that power on them to do right, I'm going to tell y'all, frankly, I never knew you. If you're not doing his will, he never knew you. And you can be on your knees all day long with the Almighty. What did it say, Mother D.F. Israel, 28 verse 9 of Proverbs?
Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the Torah instruction, even his prayer shall be an abomination.
You see that? You tell your baby, look, tune into the broadcast. Listen to the broadcast. Did you get to hear the broadcast? Oh, I forgot to do it. You forgot to do it. You ain't come to class. You ain't even tuning the radio in. And you think Yahweh is looking at you. He's going to tell you one day, I never knew you. And then you want old mama always pray for you. Daddy, but you get out and need and pray something for me. Listen, if you're not doing his will, he going to tell you right off the top what you just got to read. I never knew you. Get away from me. You sin against me.
Mm-hmm.
Precept chapter 9:31 of St. John, that mother D.F. Israel. Because your grandbabies be running around saying, well, could you give a little praying for me? You got to do his will, baby. You got to do his will. Mama can pray for you, but look what it says in 9:31 of St. John.
St. John chapter 9, verse 31. Now, we know that Yahweh here is not sinner, but if any man be a worshiper of Yahweh and doeth his will, him he hears.
Yeah. Him you hear. So you see, you know, all some of the emergency calls come in. Listen. Then you make promises and you don't keep the promises made. Don't you know Yahweh, you make a promise to Yahweh, I don't care who tell you left, who tell you right. If you don't make a promise to Yahweh and you don't keep the promise Yahweh made, he's going to tell you I never knew you. He's going to throw a collection on you. We read it in the last lesson we had on Monday. Because you might get away a week or two, but then he's still going to get you. Because you've been a duck, Brother Micaiah, Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. Hey, Brother Micaiah, you've been a duck of Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. What did he say?
Hold on to the book of Numbers, chapter 30, verses 1 and verse 2. The book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, and Moses spake unto the heads of the tribe concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. Verse 2. If a man vow a vow unto Yahweh, or swear an oath to bid his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth.
Yeah. And he didn't just stop. Then he had to remind him again in the 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy, the young lion. He said over there in Numbers, and he had to come back with him and say, Yahweh said, hey, Moses, get over there and over there and remind him again what I just got through saying in the 23rd chapter, verse 21 down to verse 23. Deuteronomy, chapter 23, 21 down to verse 23. What did he say?
Look at Deuteronomy, chapter 23. Verses 21 down to 23. 21 reads, when you shall vow a vow unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, you shall not slack to pay, for Yahweh, your Yahweh, will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you. Verse 22, but if you shall forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in you. Verse 23, that which is gone out of your lips, you shall keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as you have vowed unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, which you have promised with your mouth.
And Ecclesiastes out of the regular book, chapter 5, verse 5 and 6 says what? What does it say out of the regular book of Ecclesiastes there? See, the sixth anointed camp, the congregation of Yahweh. Listen, somebody got to teach this Bible. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, to make up a final statement, what did it say?
Book of Ecclesiastes. Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, better is it that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. Verse 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say you before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hand?
See that? You bet your feelings and they done me wrong. Somebody done me wrong. Somebody said something to me, and that's why they jealous of me, and I'm jealous of somebody. All that stuff going on. Listen, see right here. If you don't make a vow out your mouth, Yahweh is not gonna judge you on what you passed did. That's a job in the world, Signore. The way Yahweh gonna catch you, it's the way he find you. That's how he gonna catch you. What have you did for Yahweh now? It's not what you did before. And that conversation had nothing to do with nothing. What you doing for Yahuwah now? You keeping Sabbath day? You wear fringes? You dust says in Yahuwah? You call the congregation of Yahuwah? You tune in with the tapes? You got it going on? What you doing for Yahuwah? Besides throwing out venom conversations. That ain't going to cut it in Yahuwah. Give me Baruch chapter 2, 27-35 there, Mother D up Israel. Give me that. We're going to pause and look at the Latter-day Saints say. See, you know, we're going to mute somebody on a nice broadcast. And guess who that's going to be? We're going to mute the elder. Is that right? Baruch chapter 2, Mother B up Israel. Give me 2 down to verse 30. And Mother E, give me 33, 4, and 5. And we're going to pause and bring Mother Z in and let her address this national audience on what she heard or whatever Yahuwah put on her. We're going to Baruch chapter 2 and take it straight on down to verse 32. Baruch 2, 27 to 32. And Mother E, have me 33, 34, 35. Then we're going to pause in 3 months.
Address the message. 27. Baruch chapter 2, verse 27 to 32. Verse 27.
Yes.
O Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, thou hast dealt with us after all your goodness and according to all that great mercy of thine. Verse 28. As for thou speakest by your servant Moses in the day when thou did command him to write your Torah instruction before the children of Israel, saying, verse 29, if you will not hear my voice, surely this very great multitude shall be turned into a small number among the nations where I will scatter them. Verse 30. For I know that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivity, they shall remember themselves. Verse 31. And shall know that I am Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, for I will give them a mind and ears to hear. Verse 32. And they shall praise me in the land of their captivity and think upon my name. Verse 32.
Thank you. That's something. That was good. Excellent. You hear what the man is saying? Y'all hear what the man is saying? Come on,
yeah.
Mother, give me them last 3 verses, Mother. Come on, Mother. You hear what the man just got through saying? Yeah, he said, don't never mind, huh? Come on, Mother E, give me the last 3 verses, Mother E.
Baruch chapter 2, verse 33 to 35. Verse 33. And return from their stiff-necked and from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the way of their fathers, which sinned before Yahuwah. Verse 34. And I will bring them again into the land, which I promised with the oath unto their father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And they shall be Yahuwah of it. And I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished. Verse 35. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Yahuwah, and they shall be my people. And I will no more drive my people of Israel out of the land that I have given them.
Mother, you got to read 34 again, Mother. I don't got happy, Mother. Now, you just dropped the bombshell in verse 34. So you nowhere in the world you can't put a replay on verse 34. What did you say again, 34, mother?
Ruth chapter 2, verse 34. And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And they shall be Yahweh of it. And I will increase them, and they shall be. And they shall not be diminished.
Wait a minute, mother. We going to be what? Now,
what?
Mother, dear Israel, our brother Micaiah, now, he just dropped a profound statement, and it's pertaining to the whole lesson we've been doing all day long. If we get it right, we going to be what? What did he say we going to be?
Yahweh.
Other land. Ain't that something? You know what the man is saying? The man is saying if you get this thing right, you're going to be what, mother, here again?
Yahweh.
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
You see what the man saying was waiting on you? The man said you, if you get in order, you do Bible, you going to, remember the lesson earlier was the congregation of Yahweh, the children of Israel, how to meet and greet one another. You on the pat, this ain't but a shadow. He said once y'all get it down pat, you're going to be Yahweh of the land. That was the man just saying 34. He told Baruch, you have to clean Baruch up. He already told Baruch in the 45th chapter, I should kill you, Baruch. But I'm going to let you live a little bit to tell my story, Baruch. Baruch just told you, if you get it right, see of Israel, your destiny is to be called Yahweh of the land. The whole land, the whole world, you're going to be called Yahweh. And that's what we're trying to tell you now. You got to start rehearsing the righteous act. Tell the people who they are now. This is where you're going to be. They might say, well, no, I'm a modern-day Christian and a Negro. Okay, well, we know you're going to continue to say you a modern-day Christian and a Negro. But that ain't what Yahweh got in plan for you to do right. You know, they might say, no, I'm just an African-American modern-day Negro. Coon. Super coon. No, you ain't none of that. If you do right in Torah instruction, sit down and have big ears and little mouth. If you do the Ecclesiastes 1, have big ears and little mouth, we'll show you who you are and how to dress one another. And Yahweh going to kickstart us and show us if you keep going this way, you will be Yahweh of the land. And that's why he gives a shadow right now with the land before us. Showing you, I'm going to give you a shadow, or you're going to be Yahweh of the land. But you ain't nobody seeing this. We're going to start over here, and we're going to bring Mother Z in, and she's going to go on and address this national audience, over 500,000 plus. And wherever Yahweh have put on her to tell you, fine. If she want to make a comment on what she heard, so forth, fine. Whatever way she want to do it. Hey, Mother Z, Yahweh be just see right here.
May Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, all you see. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, you heard a lot of good stuff now, Mother. Now, if you want to comment on some of that good stuff, that's fine. But if Yahweh lays some on you to put before this national audience, that's fine, too. We're just going to run back and drink a little herbal tea. You on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read in Psalms 118, and I'm going to read about the law, something about the law in Psalms 119 and 13. 119 verse 13. I hate vain thoughts, but the law do I love. Psalms 119. Psalm 119:113. And then I'm going to Psalm 119:174. It says, I have longed for the salvation of Yahweh, and the law is my delight. And then it says, go to verse 166. Yahweh, I have hope for Yahweh, 100, Psalm 119:166. Yahweh, I have hope for thou salvation, and done thou her instruction. And that's all I have for tonight. One more. And from Psalm 119:113, and I'm going to Psalm 34:11. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Yahweh. What man is he that desire life and love many days that he might see good? Verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil, and thou lips from speaking guile. Verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Verse 15, the eyes of the Yahweh are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Verse 16, the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Yahweh heard and delivered them out of all their trouble. Verse 18, the Yahweh is near unto them that are of a broken mind, and salvation, and save such as be for of a contrived spirit. Verse 19, many are they afflicted of the righteousness, but the Yahweh deliver him out of them all. Verse 20, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Verse 21, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate righteousness shall be desolate. Verse 22, and this is the last verse. The Yahweh redeemed the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And I would like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So, so to sum that up, what Mother's saying is, hey, Mother E, I think we can kind of look at what Mother Z put on the table by precepting it down to Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 through 28. Let's see what it says there, hey, Mother E. What does Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26 through 28 say?
You said 26.
Yep, Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 down to verse 28. Let's see if we sum up some of that good stuff that Mother Z was on. 11 chapter, verse 26 through 28.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to 28. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Verse 27. A blessing if you obey the Torah instruction of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you this day. Verse 28. A curse if you will not obey the commandment of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other false Yahweh, which you have not known.
So, Mother, what he's saying, when you talk to your loved ones or your friends, say, Yahweh, I sit before you, life and death. It's up to you. Choose life. If you don't choose it, you're upon a curse. I mean, you ignoring the broadcast, you ignoring the classes, you're doing everything contrary to the book. Don't you know you're just a walking curse, according to Yahweh? And what said WCC? Sure, you've got to give me a precept on that. Okay. Mother E, give me Deuteronomy 30, 19, and 20 in a closing statement. Mother E, and we'll catch you on a special edition call Thursday evening. Let's see, can we get a precept for WCC? Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20.
Okay. Deuteronomy 30, 19. And 20.
Uh-huh.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to remember, to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, and both thy and thy seed may live. Verse 20. That thou mayest love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the midst of your days, that you may dwell on the land which Yahweh swore unto your father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel, to give them.
You got a lot of love involved there, Mother. So there it is. So when we talk to our loved ones, you say, you got love from Yahweh. So what you got to do? And you got to let them know the love of Yahweh is something big. Mother E, close the statement, and we'll catch you on a special edition call Thursday evening. Mother D of Israel, give me a definition of the love you from Yahweh. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, had that waiting on me. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Matter of fact, 3 down to verse 5. Mother Eve, Mother D of Israel. 1 John chapter 2, 3, verse 3, 4, and 5. Had that waiting on me. Hey, Mother Eve, what your closing statement is behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Just thanking and praising Yahweh for the class, thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class, and thanking and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's in the class. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And hold on. And hold on. Hold on to these scriptures. Oh, hold on to this information. And understand one thing. Yahweh wants you to hold on, but he wants you to get in where you fit in at, and let's get busy. Thank you, that Mother E. Now, Mother D of Israel, 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, 4, and 5. Can you help me out, Mother D of Israel? What can we read out of about this great big old love here? Let's see if you told what Beloved wrote in his book, after he understood about the great big love. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, 4, 5. Come on.
1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 5, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his Torah instruction. Verse 4. He that says, I know him, and keepeth not his Torah instruction, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5. But whosoever keepeth his word in him truly is the love of Yahweh perfect, whereby know we that we are in him.
So if you say you love Yahweh, you don't keep his Torah instruction, first 5 books, friends just keeping them feast days, bumping shoulders, and one of them six anointed camps. You are what, Mother?
You're a liar. A thief and a liar. You're a liar.
And the truth is not in you.
The truth is not in you.
Truth is not in you. You're only going to be judged by your actions on what this book is saying. 1 John 5, 3. Give me a precept. 1 John 5, 3, Mother.
Okay. Okay, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
First John chapter 5, verse 3, Mother D.
Okay.
F. Israel.
Okay.
What we read?
Okay, I have to get my other book. Okay, First John chapter 5, verse 3. Verse 3. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his Torah instruction, and his Torah instructions are not grievous.
So why would you make excuses on something that's not grievous, Mother? Why do you make excuses on? It's not grievous. You try to make something grievous. It's not grievous to keep his Torah instruction. You springboard your life from his Torah instruction. Give me St. John chapter 14, 15 down to verse 18, 21, 24 in the closing statement. St. John chapter 14. 15 through 18, 21 and 24 in the closing statement there, Mother D.F. Israel. St. John 14, 15 through 18, 21, 24, closing statement, you on the clock. Catch you on a special edition called Thursday Evening. Come on.
St. John chapter 14, verses 15 to 18, 21.
Yes.
And 24?
And 24.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. St. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instruction. 16. and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Verse 21. All right, that's all.
Okay, okay. Amen. Thank God for saying. Okay. Oh, this thing messed up on me. Okay. St. John chapter 14, verse 21. He that has my Torah instructions and keepeth them, he it is that love me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 24. He that loveth me not, not my saying, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. Okay. That was 24.
What you gonna say to his mother, if his ever behind that? So love is what, mother? So what is the definition of Yahweh's love, mother?
Torah instruction keeper.
That's about the end of it. So if you examine yourself, keeping Torah instruction, you got the love of Yahweh. If you're not keeping it, you're all up into your feelings and your emotions. And that's not the love of Yahweh. You got to be memory read already, instant in season, out of season, and that 2 Timothy 2, verse 4. He said, 4, verse 2. He says, instant in season, out of season. You got to do this where it's raining, sleet, or snow to get the love of Yahweh. It's up to you. All right, Mother E. Mother D up Israel. Closing statement on the clock. Catch you on the special edition. Call Thursday evening. Come on.
1 John chapter 2, verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah.
That was excellent, Mother D of Israel. I got to put a precept with that one. So in the nine, what happened at Bob Mackay? What happened when you ignoring a six anointed camp? No, never mind. What happened according to 12 verse 30 of Matthew? We got to get a precept on that, Mother. Bob Mackay. How about a precept on that? And let's see what we can get out of that. And 12 verse 30, Matthew. Let's see what happens in their mind. Come on.
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad.
Man, okay. And then what are you gonna say in Matthew's again? Now what are you gonna say? Now read that again. Now you on something, young lion. You on something now. So you might well paint the picture because you on something. Read that verse again.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 30 reads, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad.
Now, in the 13th chapter, young lion, We got to get a precept on that one because that's big talk you're saying. So now, what happens, and that we can read in the 13th chapter, verse 30 of Matthew's?
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, "Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn."
Wait a minute, y'all. He said, gather the tares to do what to the tares?
Buy them in bundles to burn them.
To do what?
To burn them.
The Bible saying that?
That's what the Bible
says. And the one that hold on, he said, what do with the one that can hold on?
But gather the wheat into my barn.
So we got to find a little bit more about that. That's excellent. Go over to 38, and let's read a little bit. Verse 30, and we'll read down until we get our point. Taking it down to verse 42. Now, take it down to verse 43. But, you know, this Bible is telling all this right here on tape number 163, verse number 38 to 43, what it say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 38 down to 43. Verse 38 reads, "The field is the world. The good seeds are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked ones." Verse 39, "The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels." Verse 4, "As therefore the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world." Verse 41, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all the things that offend, and them which do sin." Verse 42, "And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Verse 43, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear."
My. You mean the Bible told that? It says exactly he going to come get them and burn them. So you remember the early part of the lesson we asked the question, do you want to be taken or you want to be left? So now you see he said he's going to gather the one, then he's taking them and burn them. So now you see where they're going, see, Roy? And matter of fact, in the 25th chapter, verse 30, he still talks about it in Matthew 25:30. What did he say in 25:30?
Okay, going over to the book of Matthew in the chapter 25, and we want verse 30. Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, "And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
What kind of servant is going in the fire again? According to verse 30, what kind of servant is going into the lake of fire?
The unprofitable servant.
You hear what the man's saying? The one that don't want to put his hand to the plow. The one want to ignore land on north, east, south, west of the temple site. You pay no never mind. Three out of the six camps is all in. Three of them is sitting on the sideline peeping out the window. He said what will happen to them, he called them a what in verse 30?
An unprofitable servant.
Get down to verse 46.
Okay. on to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. We want verse 46. 46 reads, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal."
What kind of punishment am I going to?
Everlasting punishment.
Let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7 down to 14 in the closing statement. You mean by not getting in where you fit in, 3 out of 6 camps is dragging their feet. What are they going again in according to verse 46?
And these should go away into everlasting punishment.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7 down to verse 13, a closing statement there, young lion. Excellent again on your part. Catch you on a special edition called Thursday Eden. You on the clock. Come on.
All right. 2 Ezra. We want chapter 9. We want verses 7 down to 13. Verse 7 reads, "And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by faith, whereby you have believed," verse 8, "shall be preserved from the said peril and shall see my salvation in my land and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning." Verse 9, "Then shall they be a pitiful case, which now have abused my way. And they that has cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torment." Verse 10, "For such as in their life have received benefit and have not known it." Verse 11, "And they that have loved my law, while they had yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was opened unto them, understood not, but despised it." Verse 12, "The same must know it after death by pain." Verse 13, "And therefore be you not curious how the unequality should be punished, and when, but inquire how the righteous should be saved, whose the world is, and for whom the world is created."
Read verse 9 and 13, verse 9 and 13, and close them again. Verse 9 and 13. What does it say?
Okay. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 13. Verse 9 reads, Then shall they be in pitiful case, which not have abused my way. And they that have cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torment." Verse 13, "And therefore be you not curious how the unrighteous shall be punished, and when, but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, whose the world is, and from whom the world is created."
Hey, that's something. You mean that Bible telling all that story on tape 163, and we playing it, no, never mind. Young mind, you on the clock. Special edition coming up called Thursday Evening. Take us on in from the mother's mother, E.Z., Mother D. of Israel. Yahweh beat you all. Brother McCall, take us home on tape 163. You on the clock. Come on.
All right. Thank you, Yahweh, for another day to read his word. Thank Yahweh for the opportunity in life today to meet the seer Israel of C. Roy. Thank Yahweh for a wife and children that have given me to teach the Torah instructions of Yahweh. Thank Yahweh for our elders and our mothers, our teachers, our brothers and sisters, and all the six anointed camp. I want to read to the Baruch, chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "This is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and the law that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die." Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Agua.
Hallelujah,
Agua.
If you keep the Torah instruction, you're going to live. If you don't keep it, the man going to kill you. That's the man saying. Six anointed camps. You got to teach this. You not only got to teach it, you got to walk it. And you got to live it. If you don't want Yahweh to kick in, you got to lead by example. You know who you are, the congregation of Israel. And the congregation of Israel supposed to always meet and greet one another. Yahweh be with you, congregation of Yahweh. And they don't say, Yahweh bless you. Ruth 2 verse 4. Got it? Good. And a leader like that, all the ones that six and on the camps, meant one thing. You got to get in. You got to put all them feelings down, your personal, well, I disagree. No. It's about Yahweh's building. Business, building a nation. How you build a nation? Put your hand to the plow. Get in where you fit in at. Look at the bigger picture. Not being a murmur, complaining, backbiter. Huh? You're going to lose. And that's the condition of the battle. Got it? Good. I'm going to leave it like that. Yahweh beat you all. And we'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening, tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Shalom, mothers. Shalom, young lions. Shalom, elders. The seer. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Oh.